And joining me live in studio is director of the Forgotten Carols, which is taking place at the Afton Ford Theater next weekend, starting on December 14th and running through the weekend, Jacqueline Lechner in studio. Jacqueline, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Looking forward to another great production. First off, though, I think we got to go back to the one that just happened. I know you were involved with that one as well.
Yes.
As was your husband, Daniel Lechner, who we kind
of
like here as well.
Of course.
What
of course.
A show. That was so awesome.
It was amazing. It came together just perfectly. The cast was great. The show just ended up being amazing. And we're just so grateful for such a great turnout, too.
Yeah. I told Tammy, who directed that one, Tammy Nelson, that she's got to be careful, or else they're going to have to start extending it and do like a full week.
Oh, yeah.
So
if we got enough support, let's do it.
Awesome. Well, Jacqueline, I appreciate you coming in. Of course, now things go right into the Forgotten Carols. You've already had auditions.
Oh, yeah.
For this, right? So you're off and rolling.
Yeah, we had auditions back in October, and we've been rehearsing, and it's coming together and starting next week.
Perfect. Now, the Forgotten Carols different from the one we just saw because it's very familiar, right? People
yes.
know what the Forgotten Carols is and what they're going to be getting. Tell us about the cast and what you guys have been working on.
Yeah, so it's such a fun story. It's familiar. So many people know it. The songs are recognizable. Many people know it. And it's just such a sweet story to go into the Christmas season, celebrate Christmas, the real reason of it. Kind of really helps get us into the right frame of mind as Christmas is coming up. Even though it's busy, it's been great to work together with the cast. They've really come together. They each bring a new perspective. It's a new cast from last year, which is fun. Other than our amazing Chad Merritt, he's going to be playing our John again as last year, and he did great, and he'll do great this year. But it's been fun to have a new take on it with some new characters.
Excellent. And that's the part that I think people really love. They know the cast.
Yes.
And it's our friends, it's our neighbors from right here in the community. That's what gives it that real personal touch.
Oh, for sure.
You mentioned Chad. Who else are some of the people we'll see on stage?
Yeah, so it's a cast of six, so a little bit smaller than the last one, but it's we have Cammy Ray Gardner and Luke Lormer and Victoria Fry. She's a high school student, but she does so great. And we have Isaac Mays and Abby Allman. So it'll be a really fun cast.
It's a pretty stacked cast. I like that a lot. So going to be a great show. Opening night is Thursday, December 14th. That's next week, and multiple dates on top of that, correct?
Yes. So we run Thursday, Friday, Saturday, so 14th, 15th, and 16th.
Excellent. And tickets available online at saltriverarts.com if you'd like to get those in advance. But as we learned from the last production, don't plan on get them in advance,
yes,
right? Just
yes.
in case they're not available at the door. Jacqueline Lechner, director of the Forgotten Carols. Who else is helping you behind the scenes with this, Jacqueline?
So I have been directing and producing it. Behind the scenes, Brandon Burnham is incredible. He does so much for us. He's helped us with our sound. He's helping us with our set as well. And James is helping us with our lights as well. So it'll come together.
takes a whole community to put it on, right?
Oh, yes.
What are your rehearsals been like? What's the rehearsal schedule like for a production like this?
Yeah, so we had auditions back in October, and we started every Monday we had rehearsal. It's a little bit smaller scale than the other stage productions that we do. That takes a little bit more time. But so we've been having rehearsal weekly on Mondays, and then basically all of next week we will be at the Ford practicing, doing some dress rehearsal and some tech rehearsals.
Absolutely. Well, Jacqueline, it's going to be another great production. Really looking forward to it. Again, tickets available at saltriverarts.com for the Forgotten Carols opening night next week on Thursday, December 14th, and running through the weekend as well with multiple showings. Jacqueline, as we've talked about, people are familiar with the story for the most part, but just refresh our memories. Tell us what is the Forgotten Carols for maybe someone that can't pinpoint that right now.
Yeah, so the Forgotten Carols, it's a story following a nurse who's working at the hospital, and she's not really in the spirit of Christmas. She's not really wanting to really celebrate it. She hasn't really been big into Christmas, and she ends up being asked to work at a home with this elderly man, and he invites her to celebrate Christmas through a series of songs and putting up special ornaments, and in the end she she's able to feel that spirit of Christmas. Yeah.
And so you go and you see that great production, you get in the spirit of Christmas yourself, and you get some of that Ford Theater popcorn.
Oh, yes.
Come on now. Let's get going there. Well, Jacqueline, appreciate your time in putting all this together. I know that the hours and hours and hours just sometimes don't go unseen. So appreciate that. And for the whole crew and the staff, one final pitch. Why should people come and watch The Forgotten Carols next weekend?
The cast has put in their time and their effort, and this is their opportunity to share with the community a bit of their song or their carol, if we're talking about carols here. They get to put a part of their story into this community, and I know it's such a busy time as Christmas. There's so many different activities and things to celebrate, but this is one thing that we can really bring together with the community and just take a moment to remember the real reason of Christmas.
Perfect. Jacqueline Lechner, again, director and producer of The Forgotten Carols, happening at the Afton Ford Theater. Tickets available now at saltriverarts.com. Opening night Thursday continues through the weekend. We are hoping to have James Harbazu with us, of course, with the Salt River Arts Society, but he's... gotten the bug that I think everybody has yes. had at some point in the last 2 months and unable to be on the air with us today. A couple other events that are happening at the Ford Theater. Jacqueline?
Yes. So upcoming this week, so a week before Forgotten Carols, is an angel choir. It's a mixed choir of some children doing some songs about the nativity. So that's coming up this week. And then it's really busy week leading into Forgotten Carols. And following that, we go right into the Messiah. There's a couple different performance. If you want to come in on Sunday, their dress rehearsal is an opportunity to just come in and everyone can sing. And then Monday and Tuesday, they will be performing the Messiah.
The Messiah, correct. Yeah, so the kind of open performance, as you mentioned, on Sunday the 17th, and then the 18th, the 19th, the actual, so multiple nights of the Messiah
this year
at the Ford Theater for that. Again, details online. Later on in December, I'll be speaking with Mark Mackey. I'm looking forward to that. He's a country singer, and he'll be coming to put on a great Christmas concert the day before Christmas Eve, December 23rd.
Right before.
So looking forward to that as well. And that's happening at the Afton Ford Theater. Anything we missed, Jacqueline, that you... can think of?
I think that's all. It's a busy time, but we're just so grateful for the community to come out. There's so many events to really get into that Christmas spirit.
Absolutely. That's, again, Jacqueline Lechner. And the highlight, The Forgotten Carols, happening next weekend at the Afton Ford Theater. Find the full schedule with tickets online at saltriverarts.com.